It is. It is a great Monday. Is it not? This is outstanding. It doesn't look like a Monday. It doesn't feel like a Monday. And yet it feels like a continuation of the weekend.
Mile marker 23.
Everybody, welcome to Weather Jazz, a world audience podcast about anything and everything. Weather, science, earth science, and at times just some interesting topics that at least I find interesting. And my hope is that it's always interesting for you. It's always my objective to respect your time, never waste it, and never take it for granted. My name is Andre Bernier. I'm the senior meteorologist on staff with WJW Television in Cleveland, Ohio. And this is episode number 620. And today is Monday, April the 29th, 2024. One more April day, and then we step into a brand new month. And this is going to be an exciting period at Fox 8 News for me. Because on Friday, I did announce officially that I would be hanging up my television isobars, and my last day is on May 22nd. But most of you who are regulars here on Weather Jazz have really known that since the beginning of the year. But now is when the fun begins. Why? Because I suspect every day they will be, they meaning the producers, will be pulling out at least some of the collected outtakes from the last 36 and a half years. They ran a great promo on Friday. It was a promo from, I believe it was 1995, they said. And that, of course, was when television was SD, standard definition. We have become so accustomed to high definition anymore that whenever you look at some of the old video and you think, wow, boy, that didn't look all that great. It was fuzzy. It was small. It was a different screen size. But it was still fun to check it out because I remember when my hat was blown off in the front yard. It was a noon broadcast. I had kind of a big cowboy hat and it was a windy day. And sure enough, the wind just grabbed my hat and blew it off my head on live television. And there were some other things that were popped up there as well. We're going to see a lot more of that from what I understand from Chris Gibalisco, the executive producer of the 5 o'clock show. Oh, they found a ton of material. I am going to be very curious to check it out. And perhaps at some point in time, I will include a collective of these on weatherjazz.com. So stay tuned for that. What I'd like to discuss today are two items that are meteorological in nature and goes along with the old format of Meteorological Monday. We're going to check out the tornado count up to this point. Now, I've got a graph on weatherjazz.com, episode number 620, which shows that for the vast majority of the year thus far, we have been below normal in terms of number of tornadoes that we've seen thus far. That, of course, changed on Friday. And perhaps you heard, and if you're on Twitter, perhaps you have seen some of the amazing video from some of the deadly twisters, probably F3, F4, and judging from the video, it is possible that an F5 tornado is in there too. So we'll have to wait and see, but for the moment, it looks like Friday brought us pretty close to normal. So you'll see a sudden jump in that graph, most of which occurred on Friday. 117 tornadoes preliminarily reported in the Omaha area of Nebraska, parts of Iowa, parts of northwest Missouri, and in Kansas as well. And there was a pretty decent follow-up the following day, Saturday, in Oklahoma. And that brought the total number of tornadoes in that two-day period between Friday and Saturday close to 160. And that certainly was a very, very busy period, probably the busiest two-day tornado count that we have seen so far in calendar year 2014. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. Things did settle down on Sunday and today, Monday, and it looks like severe weather coverage overall will be much quieter, and especially given the fact that we're seeing quite a difference between summer and springtime weather right now in the eastern and central U.S. So we'll keep an eye on things this week, but it does not appear to be anywhere near as active as it was, again, Friday to Saturday. You'd like to check out some of the tornadoes. If you have not seen them, go to weatherjazz.com, episode number 620. You will find two links to at least get you started, which will send you to some Twitter pages and Twitter accounts that had some really dramatic video of the twisters that touched down in Nebraska and Iowa on Friday night. Dante and I were actually watching some of the network affiliates during that time period, and it was truly, truly amazing. They really did a great job in not only keeping everybody informed, but warning everybody ahead of time. That's what it's all about. Now, obviously, any more than one fatality is one too many, but with the number of tornadoes and as ferocious as they were and as much damage that they produced, especially in the Omaha area, we are just grateful for the limiting factor in terms of the number of lives that were taken. Initially, it was only two people that were taken to the hospital, and you had to know, though, that in the cleanup that they would probably, unfortunately, find some people who did not survive, and I believe that number is four. Four people lost their lives. But that is a low, low number compared to what it could have been had there been absolutely no warning at all. Good job, everybody, with getting everybody on the same page and watching out for each other and, of course, taking cover. We're much better at that these days than in previous decades. Well, up to this point, in terms of the month of April, we're about 3.5 degrees above normal. That'll likely get pushed up to 4+ as we round out April here in the next 2 days, because the next few days will be quite warm. Now, over the course of the last couple of days, we've had highs between 80 and 81. And on Monday, we are anticipating here in Northeast Ohio, low 80s, maybe even a few mid 80s for some. The records are in the upper 80s at this time of year. However, I think today's record is 84. So it is entirely possible that we will tie today's record high temperature. Now, when we look at the departures from normal, one thing got my attention, that over the weekend we had a departure from normal of 20 degrees above normal. That is significant. Then the thought hit me. I wonder how far we have to go back to see another day where the departure from normal, whether it be plus or minus, is 20. Well, as I took a look at the data, I found an interesting trend, and it really makes a lot of sense. The graphs that I will be talking about, again, will be on weatherjazz.com, episode number 620. The departures from normal in the month of April, we've only had one above 20 degrees. That was essentially yesterday. But in March, we had five. I see a total of 10 days where we had a departure from normal at 20 degrees or greater. But within that batch, within that whole year, I'm going to take a look at 2 years, 2023 and 2024. And I actually plotted them on a graph. And I found something very interesting. And the more and more I looked at it and thought about it, the more it made a whole lot of sense. Basically, in the summer months, there isn't a lot of variation like there is in the winter time. In the winter, you can have some crazy departures from normal, both on the positive side and the negative side. And that goes with the amplitude of the jet stream in the winter time period. You can have very high amplitude where it pulls down intensely cold air and pushes departures 20 or more degrees under normal. And the same thing can go in the other direction where you have a strong storm center and a lot of warm air ahead of the system, pulling warm air so warm that it is 20 degrees above the normal. So you have these extremes in the wintertime. But as we travel into the summer months, those extremes really tend to settle down. Why? The jet stream is pushed to the north. You do have some local variations. You'll have some cool days and some warm days, and yes, even some hot days. However, in terms of departure from normal, you're really much closer to that normal line. Take a look at the graphs that I have from 2022 and 2023. And within those graphs, you'll see basically the period May through October is the season where those departures stay under the 20 degree plus or minus mark. And in most cases, right in the heart of summer, it stays under plus or minus 10. And that due to the jet stream really not having the variability that it does in the winter months. Again, all those graphs will be available on weatherjazz.com, episode number 620. They are fascinating to take a look at, and I rather suspect in terms of the departure from normal being much less in the summertime that that is the case virtually anywhere in the continental United States. That will wrap things up for today's edition of Weather Jazz. Thank you so much for spending a part of your day with me. I hope you enjoyed it. Please let everybody know that you are a Weather Jazz fan. Love to grow the audience and get more and more people involved as well. Do you have a science or weather question, or do you have a topic suggestion? I'd love to hear from you. Send me an email, weatherjazz@yahoo.com, or you can always drop me a voicemail on the Weather Jazz Podcast Audience Connect line, the number 234-525-5888. We'll catch you soon midweek with another engaging episode right here on Weather Jazz.
Weather and science across the globe.